Radio Superfly im Gespräch.
Mona Lee, eine vielfältig begabte Künstlerin aus Belgien, die zwischen Disco und House Music vermittelt und die neben ihrer Tätigkeit als DJ auch als Sängerin und Produzentin arbeitet und bei DJ-Sets auch gerne das Mikro zur Hand nimmt. Bei uns ist sie heute im Rahmen des Superfly Silvester Specials um 20 Uhr zu hören. Ich habe vorab mit ihr geplaudert. Hi Mona, bonjour, buenos dias.
Hi.
Great to have you on the phone and also great to have you as a part of our New Year's Eve today. Mona, what I wanted to know, what was your first experience with house music? You come from Belgium, a country with a long techno history. House music was, I guess, more an underground thing back in the day. So what was your milestone, I would say, back then?
I guess it's what my brother, my older brother, was a DJ when I was 14, 15 years old, when you start to go out, discover music. And he was a big fan from Defected and Glitterbox back in the days. And he took me to places I normally couldn't enter yet because of my age. And he inspired me the most. And after that, I myself started to look for parties that had the same kind of music. And in Belgium, we were very spoiled, to be honest. Clubs like Decadence or Fuse were parties, were places I would go to. Café d'Anvers in Antwerp, that is actually opening up again. But these were the places that brought beautiful house lineups. And places where I would go out to, network a lot. I started to play as well out of passion for music. And then suddenly you play there as well. So.
When we speak about performing, this applies to you, I would say. You love to use the microphone as well when you're DJing because, you mentioned it, you're a singer. So this is what you really love. You love to perform.
Yeah. There is something, it's a combination of my both passions now. So yeah, people ask me, what do you love the most? And I'm like, I can't decide. I cannot choose. Yeah. That's why I combine them.
Yeah. And this is why it's perfect that you worked with Kerry Chandler on one of his tracks, because he is also quite a performer.
But that's, I guess, how he started as a child. He was playing the organ in different churches, and that from very young years, he was inspired by playing keys. And then you bring it in every moment you can perform, I think, it's just part of you.
You have a new track, Feed Your Spirit, a collaboration, and this track catapults me into kind of a timeless house club, could be in the 90s, early 2000s. Is it important to keep those timeless vibes alive? Because a lot of producers, they are searching for something new, but the good things are always there and they will last, I guess.
It's a really beautiful question. I stay old school. I don't know why, but I love keys and vocals. And this, it's true what you say. DJ Stu gave me the opportunity to record on just a loop. And then he supported me with some elements that I think he was also inspired by my lyrics and vocal. And then we ended up with, again, more of a 90s soulful vibe. And that's where I always end up. I don't know. It's something that I stay true to. I would say it still brings people back to those days when you play, like this Saturday, I was playing again, a classic 90s song in between all the others. And then everyone lights up and is like, oh yeah, I remember, you know, it's a way of, touching people as well, I think. And I just love the sound, like you say. Yeah.
I always describe them as easy sounds. Don't get me wrong. You were just limited in the 90s when you produced house music. Nowadays, you have everything.
Yeah. No, but less is more sometimes. Like when I produce my own music as well, I've been doing that now for the latest years. And I have my first EP on We Play House, for example. And it's also very 90s, classic, keep it simple, keep it raw. don't put too much layers, but then it for me it can be very harmonic with a lot of melody, can be happy, and in the 90s it was all about that. So
It's beautiful. How did you get in touch with Drop Dance Society? So how did it all begin in 2019, I guess, or 2018?
Yeah, I moved to Barcelona because I wanted a new place, new inspiration. I always loved the nightlife there. And then Drop was, I was attracted to the parties for sure. The lineups, the vibe was very unique. And then you start to talk and know the people behind and tell them that they are doing such a great job, and then they discover you are a DJ, and then suddenly I played there and they were happy, and then I kept on playing there more often, and they became a family. So I'm super grateful to have a platform like this, because the people that come to Drop really understand our music, and they come to dance and to enjoy, and I enjoy it when I play there. So
And platforms like Drop are very important for the scene, which brings me to another question. How do you see the current house music scene nowadays?
Well, if I can compare between the both countries I'm in, it's in Belgium, like, I'm not saying it's dying, but the stages that I was playing on 2 years ago, they disappeared on the festivals. So I would say there is a new wave taking over of high up tempo, I don't know, Euro trance, techno, something. But then the Afro house is also becoming, I don't know, more popular. So I think there will be a wave coming back, leads again to the house that we know or that we are talking about. It all stays electronic dance music in the end. But I feel Belgium is like really has changed a lot. And in Barcelona, there is still, I also think it's just more multicultural, and there's just so many people from all over the world.
Yeah.
So that's still place for house. Luckily, that makes me really happy.
What do we expect tonight of your set? You start at 8 here on Radio Superfly, and also because when I recorded house music sets on the radio, I preferred more songs of house music, and I let them play from the beginning till the end. I was not like in the club mood. So what can we expect from you tonight?
Yeah, and it's nice how you say you play more songs, because also people don't always know what you mean with that. I think I know what you mean. It's more a listening track, and otherwise we talk about tracks, no? And just my difference, I make a difference for sure for radio tracks, because you are aware that people are more there to listen and enjoy. So I would say I've put more jazzy, slow, soulful stuff to it. But I like to build up a little bit towards the end to show that, I like to end with a high. And then this is also what I do on the dance floor. So I would like to put a little touch of where we are going to on the dance floor. But the set I've made now is full of keys and jazzy stuff, and it's a track that you can listen to in the car or in your living room. But you'll be moving, I'm sure. I take this into account as well. I'm not putting all the bangers there, like, it doesn't make sense. You don't need to lift people from the dance floor. Which we do on the dance floor, it's true. So
Monali, heute Abend um 20 Uhr in the mix im Rahmen unseres Superfly Silvester Specials. Mona, thank you for the talk, and I will dance to your set tonight.
Great. Have a great day. Ciao.
Radio Superfly im Gespräch.